Ben Stiller mocked for saying he's backing Harris because it's time for change. It's literally the Biden-Harris administration right now. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 29, 2024. Zoolander: A Night at the Museum star Ben Stiller was mercilessly mocked on social media after he said he's voting for Vice President Kamala Harris because it's time for change from the Biden-Harris administration. After being asked what he likes about Harris's platform, Stiller avoided mentioning any specific policies, replying, "Just very excited about moving forward. And all the energy and excitement that's around this movement right now, it's time for change." Watch below. The Tropic Thunder star was quickly roasted by social media users, who pointed out that Harris is the current vice president. "How is voting for the same person that's been in office for 4 years a change, Brian?" one ex-user asked. "It's almost as if anyone that votes Democrat has a lower IQ and understand nothing. Someone want to remind him that she's been in office for 3.5 years? Another wrote. "Time for a change, so naturally, you're voting for someone who's already in power. Brilliant logic," a third quipped. Another ex-user pointed out, "She's been in charge since January 2021, adding, "What a moron. Brian, this is an argument against her," another informed. "She VP in the worst administration in history, we want change from that," another echoed. He was asked what he liked about Harris' platform. "He didn't answer the question," another noted. "There will be no change. It's literally the Biden-Harris administration right now. Why didn't she push for any change for the last 4 years?" Donald Trump Jr. reacted. "What change? She's the incumbent," another said. "Change from what?" another ex-user asked. "She is in office, how is that a change?" another inquired. "I agree that we need change," another wrote. "We need a change from the current administration. I agree it is time for change," another ex-user echoed. "Biden and Kamala are currently in power. We need to change that and put Trump in power. That's the definition of change." "What change, precisely?" "4 more years of Obama/Biden administration isn't change. That's more of the same failed policies. But then we don't know her policies because she won't post them," another commented. Brian hasn't yet realized that Kamala is already in office. "It's an easy mistake since she has no accomplishments," another said. "How does Kamala represent change?" another asked. "She's the empty suit for the establishment." Another ex-user surmised, "Maybe he's trying to be funny?" While another laughed, "That will go down as the best joke in Ben Stiller's career. I'm convinced this guy is a psychopath op troll," another reacted. "It's one thing for an actor to say a dumb thing. A change from the current administration and the party who has been in power for 12 of the last 16 years, you mean? But Brian has to know, right?" "Yeah, I want change, so I am voting for Trump," another declared. As Breitbart News reported, those on the left appear desperate to try to separate Harris from President Joe Biden and her own administration. On Tuesday, Politico was mocked and accused of gaslighting Americans after the outlet ironically reported that former President Donald Trump's running mate J.D. Vance, R.O., tried to tie Harris to the Biden-Harris administration's policies while speaking at a rally in Big Rapids, Michigan. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.